Good morning. I'm Layla Carey, and with me in the studio today is Bobby McCreary with Ketchikan Youth Initiatives. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
And you brought some guests with you.
I sure did, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. We have three young, bright, energetic AmeriCorps Vistas working in Ketchikan. So I just want them to briefly introduce themselves, and then I'll give some more background.
Hello, I'm Zachary Fallbush. I'm here with Ketchikan Youth Initiatives as an AmeriCorps Vista. I've been here for almost 2.5 months, and I'm from Indiana.
Hi, my name is Grace Flint. I'm currently serving at the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition. I've been here for 2 months now, and I'm originally from Albany, New York.
Hi, I'm Arizona Jacobs, and I work for Southeast Alaska Independent Living. I've been here for 5-ish weeks, and I'm from Colorado.
So this is a diverse group, as you can tell, and a wonderful way of us using assets that are available to us through the federal program that Lyndon Johnson started with the War on Poverty. It's been around all this time, and as a matter of fact, this month, the 1 millionth AmeriCorps member has been initiated or accepted or whatever. So 1 million people serving the United States since the War on Poverty started. Ketchikan Youth Initiative has used Vistas several times and also some other AmeriCorps support to do things like clearing out the building down to the studs, working out the paintball field, starting our Youth to Work program, which is coming up again. And it's really important to us and this group that this community knows more about AmeriCorps Vista and what is available to nonprofits, because these people are given to us for a year with a minor amount of financial investment. They practice living at the poverty level, and they are here to do capacity building for our nonprofits, so to help our organizational structures be stronger, to help us with fundraising, to help us with program development. And the goal of an AmeriCorps Vista member is to leave at the end of the year the organization in better shape than when they started. And they are intended to work themselves out of a job. In other words, put stuff in place that can be carried forward. So I know that there's a lot of organizations in our town that should consider this. It's been a few years since KYI brought them on, so we got together with two other nonprofits and were able to actually have three members here for the price of one. So it's been very effective from that standpoint. These three have also found joint housing, so they're living together, hopefully not talking about work at night. But it's been wonderful. And just as an example, it's not just the organization they work for, but we have been busy finishing the front part of the youth center, and these people were there to help paint. They were there in a meeting, planning, programming. You know, they are really getting to know a lot of places in Ketchikan.
Great. And I was hoping that each of you could kind of give a rundown on some of the projects that you have been working on. So if you want to go ahead and start?
Sure, I'll start. So once again, I'm Grace. I'm at the Wellness Coalition. Right now I'm working on community and capacity building. So I'm working with the different task forces that the Wellness Coalition has. And we're seeing how we can improve upon the task forces and work together to really embody what a coalition is, and that is collective, working collectively together. And today is actually the start of our youth advocacy group at K-High, and we will be starting this group in order to promote just a healthy living lifestyle and to try to encourage youth to stay away from drugs and alcohol. So that's what we're working on right now.
Okay, great. And outside of work, what is something that you've done in Ketchikan that maybe you wouldn't have done back in New York?
Oh, wow. Well, this was my first time ever chopping wood. We have a wood stove, which is really wonderful. So we've been working on chopping wood together, and that's been a really cool experience.
It's a very Alaska thing to do.
Yes.
Do you want to go ahead?
I'm Arizona, again at Sale. I'm working on the pre-employment training program for Revilla High School students. And then I'm also working on a program to kind of incorporate volunteers, particularly persons with disabilities, throughout the community. So
Okay, wonderful. And what are some of the experiences you've had in Ketchikan that are kind of unique to Alaska or to Ketchikan specifically?
I'm in the concert band.
What do you play?
I play the cello,
which is
kind of strange in the concert band. I'm on the only string instrument, so I guess I normally wouldn't join a concert band.
I'm sure they're glad to have you. All right, and we'll pass the mic on.
And I'm Zach again. I'm from Indiana with KYI. I've been working on developing a social media marketing plan and also developing the Youth Council, which KYI is youth-led, so they're like the official board of directors. They make the decisions on what's going to be happening.
Okay, great. And do you have any specific, Indiana, I come from Indiana as well, so it's quite different from Ketchikan.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So what experiences have you had?
I went fishing, halibut fishing, and...
Did you catch one?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Was it a big one?
It was. It was huge. It was like 200 pounds, I think.
Excellent.
It was crazy.
That's a good fish story.
Oh, that's great. Let's see. I think that as I said, I really want to reach out to nonprofits, and I'll just explain how this started, actually. KYI is going, wow, we're all volunteers. We need to get this organized. So I call the Seattle office for AmeriCorps and say, can we, what's the timing? How can we apply? What's going on? And we get started through that process. And then I called back and I said, do you have any deals to offer us? And she said, actually, if you can bring them on in the same time frame, relatively speaking, we could have you pay just for one. The cost of one VISTA member is approximately $16,000 for the year. And as I can say, that's a really attractive price. But when you divide that by three, it's even more attractive. So these people come here with, Arizona drove, so she brought more things with her, which is really cool. And they were all talking with each other before they got on board, so I think she probably put more sheets in or whatever, so that was fun. She also came with her dog, whose name is Piper, a really sweet dog. And then they joined together with Megan Jackson, who is a local person. So the four of them were able to rent a house out in Forest Park. So that's very cool. But the thing that is just really means a lot to me is how the community reaches out to support them, ask if there's anything they can do to help. They're still figuring out how to live on food stamps. We're right here at the end of October, probably, having gone through all of that, looking for bus passes, things like that. And looking for wood, by the way. If anybody has firewood, I know they would like some more firewood. So I see that next spring, probably, this group has already started working on how can we improve volunteerism in Ketchikan. They want to work towards a volunteer fair. They're thinking about how, and we'll start with the three of them, how we can simplify the volunteer recruitment evaluation process and have that bugs worked out so we can offer it to others as well.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in today, Bobby McCreary, and some of our VISTA volunteers here in Ketchikan. Thanks so much.
Thank you.